All state and university workers were given 8 unpaid furlough days in each fiscal year of the most recently passed budget. It amounted to about a 3% pay cut. Walker told reporters in Madison yesterday that if he's elected, there will be certain groups of public employees who are exempt from any furloughs in the next budget.
We're not going to furlough correctional officers. We're not going to furlough state troopers. We're not going to furlough law enforcement officials. Instead, we're going to protect them and the services they provide to the people of the state. It's what I've done as the county executive. It's what I'll do as the governor.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett's campaign said Walker's stance can't be trusted. Barrett campaign manager Phil Walczak pointed to a 2008 audit of the Milwaukee House of Corrections. It showed that overtime costs had shot up by more than 200% between 2003 and 2007, while Walker was county executive. Walczak notes that the audit blamed understaffing.
So for someone to claim that they're going to be a strong public safety candidate with this kind of record, it just shows that, once again, Scott Walker will say and do anything to get elected.
As Milwaukee's mayor, Barrett has furloughed police to cope with budget troubles. But Walczak says Barrett has never decreased the number of officers on the street. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.